Now we sang, "Make me a blessing. Out of my life, may Jesus shine." Then I said, I'd also like to look at this center section, 2 Timothy 2:20-23. 2 Timothy 2:20-23. Let's see how that goes together. We want to be vessels for the Lord to use. That's a word that we heard often here at Pilgrim Camp. When the gardeners were directors, I remember as a young person often hearing that expression, vessels, vessels, vessels. What's a vessel? A vessel is simply a container, something that we use for a purpose. We fill it with things, a vessel. Maybe you've heard this about a vessel. A vessel is nothing. You like that? A vessel is nothing. And we're given teaching about vessels. And here, I think these set of verses were spoken to us at the first staff meeting, were read to us, and I think that Brother Eddie read them because the title for the devotional book that you have, Kept for the Master's Use, Kept for the Master's Use. I think it's here in Timothy that we have that phrase, for the Master's Use. See if we find it. Now, you might not find it in all the different translations, so let me read it to you from the King James Version. 2 Timothy 2:20. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use. Meet for the master's use and prepared unto every good work. Did you hear that already tonight? Being prepared for every good work. And so that's a call of God to our hearts in these days. He wants to prepare us for the master's use. And all of us are to be kept for the master's use. And so if you had to fill in these blanks, what would you put there? The first one, the first P, is found in verse 21. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor. So what's the first one? Purged. Purged. The second one comes next. Sanctified. And what's another word for sanctified? We talked about this in the first week. I don't know if you remember. There were a few things about sanctification, and one of them dealt with being purified, right? Purified. We have to be cleansed. We have to be clean. And then the last one is prepared. Prepared, ready, useful for the master. Now, I just wanted to, maybe before we look into this a little bit more, I just wanted to illustrate this to you tonight. And tonight, I'll be God. All right, not James. I'll be God tonight. And, or I'll be the Lord. And he says, I'd like to fill your life with the water of life. Are there any vessels that are here tonight that want to be filled with the water of life? Any vessels here?
I happen to have a vessel, yes.
Yes, oh, come. Come, let me pour in the water of life into your vessel. Come, come, come. Oh, that's a nice vessel.
Yeah.
You're a Christian, aren't you?
Yep.
Wait a second.
Stuff in.
Yeah, there's stuff in there. Oh, should I put the water of life? I can't put the... Let's see what's in there. I wonder what's in here. This is your life, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. Let's see. Resume. Let me empty it and then we'll go through it, okay? Let's see.
That's a good idea.
Is anything going to bite me?
No.
No, okay. It's in here. Oh.
Junk.
Something else in here? Something else. Yeah, there's more.
I got a lot of stuff.
You got a lot of stuff in your life, huh? Whiteout. Let's see what's going on here. All right, why don't you just hold that? We're not sure about this just yet. Oh, well, first thing, gum.
You know, I got to keep my teeth white and clean and tasty.
You know, there's no gum at Pilgrim Camp, though.
Yeah, I know.
No gum at Pilgrim Camp. So this
I figured we can make an exception.
No exception. It's out. It's out. That's the go. Let's see what else we got here. Oh, what is this?
People magazine.
People?
I got to keep up my, what's going on in the celebrity world, you know?
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
People magazine.
J-Lo.
I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't know. Can't have that in there. And, let's see. What do you use the white? What's the white out for?
Well, I make mistakes, so I gotta cover it up.
Oh, so you just a little white out on it?
A little white out.
I have something better than white out. Yeah. The blood of my son cleanses us when we make mistakes. When we don't do God's will, we don't wipe it out. This won't do, Raul. That won't do. What's this?
Oh, that's a list of all my friends,
Wow.
Yeah, a lot of friends.
A lot of friends, yeah. Any Christians on this list?
There's a few of them, but, the other guys, they're pretty all right.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It says on here, party list.
Oh, well, no.
Oh, okay. No. You're a Christian, right?
For a long time.
Long time. What's this here?
Sports section newspaper. I gotta keep up on the stats,
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
You know all the batting averages?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I can name them.
Yeah? What does Romans 12:1 say?
12:1.
It's not a batting average.
It's not.
No, it's a Bible verse. Yeah. I think maybe less time with the sports page?
Maybe.
Yeah. The best hits of Jay-Z. Is he Christian or a singer?
I don't think so.
Do you have any Christian tapes?
One maybe. One song.
Take my life and let it be.
Yeah.
Consecrate and let it be.
That's a good one.
I wonder. Take my voice and let me sing ever only for my King. Didn't you sing that?
Yep.
You're on the staff, right? Camp?
I think so, yeah.
I think so. One more thing here. It says resume.
Yeah, it's pretty an impressive resume. I gotta be big in the world. I gotta make my mark.
I don't see anything here with Sunday school class or VBS or. This is all the stuff you've done in the world, but I don't see anything here about church. But you say you want to have your vessel filled with the water of life.
Yes.
And that's a good desire, Al. Now, are you willing? None of these things, Raul. None of these things. None of them can be in that vessel.
Not just one.
No, none of them.
Not my Jay-Z.
No, nothing. Nothing. Are you willing for me to empty your vessel, even of yourself, even of this impressive resume? Are you willing to empty your vessel of self and all these other things?
Yeah.
You are?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, well then you need to pray. Because these things can't be in our lives. Can't be in your life if you want to serve me and have your life be a blessing.
Okay.
You want to pray?
Dear Lord, I pray you would just empty me and you would cleanse me from all the things that shouldn't be and an empty vessel to be used for you. And I just pray that you would just cleanse me from that. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Now give me your vessel, and let's cleanse it. I think there's a little dirt in here, yeah? Now remember, the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. And the Bible says that we're also clean through the Word that Jesus speaks to us. You need to get into your Bible. You need to read the Word of God. You need to allow the Holy Spirit to sanctify you, to fill you. Now I think you're ready. You're ready to receive this water of life. Now I want you to take this and I want you to share it with those around you. People are thirsty. They need me. And I want you to come back every day and I'll have a new infilling for you. All right?
Okay.
I'm so glad that you've made this choice to surrender everything and to give it. Now remember, don't put anything back in this vessel except the water of life. Go. In Jesus' name. Amen. And I think you got the point. Here the apostle, writing to Timothy, says there are vessels unto honor, and there are vessels to dishonor. And what I think he means by that is there are those vessels that are used to glorify the Master. And then there are vessels that really aren't good for His use. They bring dishonor to His name. I think that if you look just a little bit before in the verses that precede this, it says, they that name the name of the Lord should depart from what?
Iniquity.
And you might say, well, you know, some of these things, Brother Phil, that you said, they're not really sinful. Come on, the sports page. What's wrong with that? And what's wrong with having a good resume? Hey, I need to get ahead. Isn't that what we teach our children? Go to college. Be successful. Do all you can. And in and of itself, those things are not wrong. But if they take the place, again, this place that only our Savior deserves, merits, your heart's throne, then they become snares to us and they make it impossible for God to use you in the way He'd like. God is seeking vessels. He is. He is. And these other things, you say, oh, it's not, you know, it's not so bad. It's not so bad, Brother Phil. Really, it's not. And we don't realize that we're just playing into the hands of the enemy. And so the Apostle Paul is very clear about it. You want to be a vessel unto honor? Then you need to depart from iniquity. If a man purge himself from these, what does purge mean? What does purge mean?
Purge.
It has the idea of removing. It's the same word that Jesus uses in John 15 where he talks about pruning the vine. When the vine dresser prunes the vine, what does he do? He cuts away branches that aren't necessary. He cuts back that vine. He removes things so that that vine can be more fruitful, can be more useful to the Master. And God will remove things from our lives that are not helpful or useful to our Christian experience and our being a blessing. You sang it, make me a blessing. You want God to make you a blessing? Well, sometimes He has to remove things from our lives so that we can be the blessing He wants us to be. These were just some examples. Now, you can think of others, I'm sure. Things that maybe, some of these things are sinful. Some things in our lives aren't so sinful. But we don't need them. You don't really need to read the New York Post. Did you know that? You really don't need to do that. I hope no one reads it, but I had an uncle who wouldn't read the newspaper. He wouldn't. He had no use for it. And the things that we allow ourselves to read, the magazines, they're no profit. I couldn't care less who was on the cover of People magazine. You think Jesus cares? I'd rather get into the Bible and find out or pick up a good Christian book and read about a great missionary who went and served the Lord and be inspired by their lives. What do you think? Am I right? Am I being too hard on you? And we fool ourselves. We think we're okay. Everything's okay. You know, I go to church, have a lot of Christian friends. We're okay. And the Lord is looking for vessels that He can fill with the water of life so that you can go and be a blessing. What did Jesus say? Out of your inmost being will flow rivers of living water. He wants your life to produce life in others. To bring them to the fountain so that they can drink and live. He wants your life to be poured out wherever you go. First, He wants to empty us, remove those things from our lives that dishonor Him. If a man purge himself from these dishonorable deeds and things that we have, that we clutter our life with. You ever feel that way? A lot of clutter in your heart. A lot of clutter. God would like to empty that out. Lord Jesus, purge me. Purge me. Empty me. Cut away. Remove the things that aren't necessary. That aren't profitable. And then what's the next one? Then we can be sanctified. He's looking for vessels that are sanctified, purified, and I believe in this sense. Purified. Set apart. What did I tell Raul? What was that vessel to be used for? What was its purpose now? Just for the master's use. Just for the water of life. Nothing else. Nothing else. Just the water of life. There was an evangelist who had been a lawyer. And God mightily saved him and baptized him with the Holy Spirit. You ought to read his story, Charles Finney. Mighty experience with God, a mighty preacher. And he preached here in New York State. And one of the things that he said was this: either it's for the glory of God or it's not. Either it's for the glory of God or it's not. And that's a high standard. But I believe it's in the Bible. Do all to the glory of God. All to the glory of God. May the days that I live, whether short, whether long, be all to the glory of God. And so He wants to purify us, sanctify us, set us apart for His use. Do you want to be a vessel? You want to be a vessel kept for the Master's use. And then there's another thing here. It says that we ought to be meet for the Master's use and prepared unto every good work. And you can look at preparation in many different ways. The Lord prepares us, I guess, all through life. It's interesting that the journey is just as important as the goal in God's sight. And all through life, He prepares us. He's working at something. He's preparing you for tomorrow. He's preparing you for the next step. He prepares us for life and for heaven. But here it's talking about preparation to be of usefulness, service for Him. I think the preparation that we truly need, and I think was illustrated by pouring in that life, that water of life, the Holy Spirit. What will truly prepare you to be a vessel that the Lord can use? What will truly prepare you? What is it? What is it? To be filled with the Holy Spirit. To be filled with the Holy Spirit. First thing that Jesus told His disciples, or the primary thing He told His disciples before He left them, was this: tarry in Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. Don't go and tell everyone I've been raised from the dead. Don't do that just yet. Don't tell them that I died for them. The first thing I want you to do is to go back to Jerusalem and wait for the promise of the Father. That's the preparation for service. That's the preparation for life. We sing it, don't we? And ho, everyone that is thirsty in spirit, 'tis the endowment for life and for service. Thine is the promise, so certain, so sweet. And I believe that is the preparation that the Lord is after. To fill us with the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
To enable us to do what He would have us to do. To live for Him. To shine for Him. To be a blessing to those around us. If you remember from the message, Brother Gottfried Waldfogel, there were quite a few things that you maybe remember, maybe you don't. But there was one thing that one of the young ladies over here, she said she remembered. She was sitting over there and she said, whatever God requires of us, He gives to us. Whatever God requires of us, He gives to us. Isn't that wonderful? So if God tells me that I can be a vessel unto honor, and that I can be sanctified, that I can be prepared, He is the one who must do it. He has to work it in me. I don't try to be better. I don't try to clean myself up. Raul didn't grab the rag out of my hand and say, I'll clean it up. You know, sometimes we're like that. Lord, you know, I got to fix myself up. Lord says, no, just give yourself to me. Come to me. I'll clean you. I'll sanctify you. I'll fill you. I'll prepare you. I'll make you meet or useful for my service. And that's just one other thought, too, I'd like to leave with you. You're not maybe the same vessel as the one next to you. Here's another vessel here. Looks a little different, right? It's probably used for a different purpose. But we all can be vessels unto honor. And you might not be the same as the one that your service might be different. God might use you differently than someone else. But that doesn't mean that you are less valuable in His sight or precious to Him. The thing that He's after is that we're yielded, that we're available, that we're emptied, that we're cleansed, so that He can fill us. That He can use us just the way He desires. And so tonight I'm just so thankful for these calls of God that have been given to us for this camp season. What a wonderful theme it is. a wonderful theme. Take my life. But then, Lord, as I say take it, I also say keep it. Keep me, Lord. Keep me, Lord. Keep me, Lord. And God is able to keep every one of us. Every one of you. I have that confidence. Do you have that confidence in your God?
Yes.
That He's able to keep us. And we have to have faith. We have to exercise faith toward God along this line. God, we're not going to go back and be the same. We're going to allow You to make the changes in our lives that You desire. And so I trust that You'll be able to receive this word tonight. I say it to you in love. Love. May God make us vessels unto honor. God, we want to glorify Your name. We want to bring glory to Your name. It's not about us, Lord. A vessel is nothing. It's nothing. It's totally at the disposal of its master. He chooses how to use us. He chooses when to use us. Ready to have Thee use me or not be used at all. Held without restless longing or strain or stress or fret or chafings at His dealings or thoughts of vain regret. You'll never regret giving your life to Jesus. Never. Never. You think these things are worth anything? Really? Really now? You think it's worth it? The fellowship that God wants to have with you, and He's calling you. He's calling all of us, young and old alike. Are you a vessel unto honor? Or are there things yet that God needs to purge from us, purify us? I'm so thankful for the grace of God that makes this possible. I'm so thankful for the blood of Jesus, which was shed for me. I'm so thankful that the Holy Spirit is given to those who ask. And so tonight we may be in different places in our Christian walk. Maybe some of you are just beginning. Maybe some of us have been on the way a little while. Some of us have been on the way a long while. And how God deals with you tonight may be different than He deals with me. But we all need to examine our hearts before the Lord and say, Jesus, by Your Holy Spirit, search me, O God. Know my heart, try me, and know my thoughts. I'll say it again. I believe that God is looking for vessels. He's looking for those who truly desire to be filled with Him so that He can take our lives and make them a blessing, as we sang. Out of my life may Jesus shine. Out of my life may the water of life be poured out so that others can come to know this wonderful Savior, can come to an experience with the Father and with the Son and with the Holy Spirit. There's a wonderful prayer in our camp books. Number 74, and I'd like us to, before we sing it, I'd like us to look at the words and read it together. Lord, I am waiting at Thy feet. Maybe we can read it together, okay? Lord, I am waiting at Thy feet. My consecration is complete. Nothing from Thee would I withhold. Let me Thy glorious face behold. Second verse. Weary of battles fought within, save me and cleanse me from all sin. This is my longing, my desire. Come, Thou refining, cleansing fire. Nothing of merit I can bring. Trustingly to Thy cross I cling.
Spirit of God, I bid thee come. Make my poor heart thy royal throne. All that I have I give to thee. All that I am eternally. Nothing withholding, all is thine. Reign thou within this heart of mine. Empty of self and filled with thee. Spirit of God, abide with me. Help me to die to self and sin. Spirit divine, come in, come in. Today's reading in our devotional was about ourselves. Take myself, and I will be ever, only, all for thee. And the author made this observation. She said, sometimes we have a problem with the all because we're not willing for it to be only. You understand that? We have a problem with the all, of committing all, surrendering all, because we're not willing to just have Jesus only. You think he can satisfy? You think it's enough just for yourself to have Jesus? Jesus only. That's enough. And once we've come to that place, then the all seems to take care of itself. Lord, I'll be satisfied with just you. And so, Lord, I give myself to you. And so as we sing this tonight, maybe it would be good if we went to our knees. We'll sing the first three verses sitting up, and then on the fourth verse, let's just go to prayer. Now, you know how the Lord has spoken to you. I know how the Lord has spoken to me tonight. But I ask that you truly not leave this place tonight without settling this matter with God. You have a choice to make. Do you want to be a vessel unto honor? Purged, purified, and prepared for the Master's use? Or are you just willing to go on the way things have been? I trust not. Let's all be vessels, emptied of ourselves and filled with Him. Let's sing together.
Lord, I am waiting at thy feet. My consecration. Trustingly to thy cross.
Before we sing that last verse and go to our knees. Come, Dad. Pray with us, please.
Lord, we're coming. We're responding. We've heard your call. And thank you for the grace that attends that call. And you tell us that you are faithful who calls. And you will do it. You will do it. Take us.
Hallelujah.
Purify us.
Hallelujah.
Purge us. Prepare us. Vessels. We are vessels, but we want to be your vessel. Sanctified. Meet for your use. Everyone here present before you. Lord, you heard us. We offered this prayer. And we continue with a last verse. And we expect you to answer. Let none of us escape. Amen. Let's go to our knees and sing the last.